Belmont, City of Opportunity. City of Belmont, a history of opportunity. This recording was made in the studios of Visibility Limited, formerly the Association for the Blind of WA Incorporated. It is narrated by Tracy Parker and recorded by Susie Punch. Page 2. Early land allocation in Belmont. Refer to page 4 for location descriptions. Page 3. Nanya Kalep, My Land. The Belmont district is named after Belmont Farm, one of the first farms to be established in the Swan River Colony. But long before settlers arrived, Noongar people had names for the places they owned and used. For example, the site of Ascot Racecourse was formerly known as Nyataba. The Belmont district is part of an area held by a family group of Noongar people known as the Belu. In 1829, the family was headed by Munday, who became very well known among the white colonists. He is commemorated locally through the naming of Munday Swamp, an ancient turtle fishing ground at the edge of Perth Airport. Famed resistance leader Yeagan described the boundaries of his friend's land to a sympathetic colonist. Belu, the district of Munday, is bounded by the Canning on the south, by Melville Water on the west, by the Swan and Ellens Brook on the north. Several of the mountains are numbered in Munday's territories, and his headquarters are at Warrarup. The lower part of Munday's district, near where the two waters meet, seems to have been conquered and taken from his people at some former period, and now forms a common ground on which all the tribes of the north and south of the river occasionally meet. In April 1833, Yeagan's brother, Domjum, was shot during an apparent attempt to break into a settler's store. Aboriginal law demanded a life for a life, so at Bull's Creek, Munday, Midjigaroo and Yeagan speared brothers Tom and John Velvick. All three were declared outlaws, and Munday had a bounty of £20, $40, put on his head. Although Midjigaroo and Yeagan were killed, Munday successfully appealed his outlaw status. At a meeting with Governor Irwin, he justified his actions by listing the wrongs settlers had inflicted on his people. Page 4. Location, location, location. Few colonists knew the risk they were taking. Dumped on Garden Island at the start of a grey winter in 1829, they discovered that land remained unallocated, there were no buildings and no negotiations with the Noongar people. The Belmont district was so popular because of its river frontage, Governor Stirling was forced to make each block long and narrow so everyone had access to the water. Location 34 was assigned to Francis Byrne, which he promptly called Belmont Estate. When Byrne sold up in 1835, he had built two cottages on his land, and he noted that its many jarra trees could be conveyed easily by river to Perth or Guildford. Mark Curry was appointed to survey and allocate the parcels of land. He spent the first few weeks conducting a survey of the Swan River, managing to reserve Swan Location 28 for himself. The Curries called their property Redcliffe, after the steep red clay banks of the Swan River, clay which was later to be used to make bricks. James Drummond was the owner of Location 32, moving to the colony with his wife, Sarah, and their children. Drummond was a botanist and keen plant collector, whose pockets, bag and hat were always stuffed with specimens. Understandably, he was appointed government naturalist, a post for which he received no pay. Fire at Redcliffe, 1833. On Saturday last, a valuable building, the property of Captain Curry, RN, was destroyed by a bushfire. Lieutenant MacLeod was on the spot, but too late to render any further assistance than merely by clearing away the palings which surrounded the house. A large gum tree overhung the premises. This caught fire, the flames reaching the thatch. The whole was instantly in a blaze, leaving merely the bare brick walls. The following is a table of land allocation in Belmont. Location. Location 28, 1,000 hectares. Date? 1829. Notable owner, Mark John Curry. Name of the estate, Redcliffe. 1834, George Williams. Redcliffe. Location 29, 400 hectares. 1830s, George Williams, Golden Grove Farm. 1839, R. W. Nash, Golden Grove Farm. Location 30, 400 hectares. 1830, Joshua Gregory. 1832, James Drummond. 1878, Robert Davy Hardy. Location 31, 400 hectares. 1829, William Gellibrand. 1830, Joshua Gregory. 1831, James Drummond. 1878, Robert Davy Hardy. Location 32, 400 hectares. 1829, James Drummond. 1878, Robert Davy Hardy. Location 33, 800 hectares. 1829, James Henty. Name of the estate, Grove Farm. 1829, Philip Dodd, Grove Farm. 1835, John Wall Hardy, Grove Farm. Location 34, 930 hectares. 1830, Captain F. Byrne. Name of the estate, Belmont Farm. 1835, J. P. Beat, Belmont Farm. 1854, John Wall Hardy, Belmont Farm. Page 5. A thoroughly practical man. Brothers John and Joseph Hardy arrived in Western Australia aboard the Tranby in 1830. Over the next few decades, John and his son, Robert Davy, were to acquire most of the land in the Belmont district. Soon after arriving, John and Joseph were each given 40 hectares of land on the Maylands Peninsula. The brothers both built homes on the peninsula and started the farms, which soon made them celebrated in the colony. Joseph called his home Tranby House. John's second acquisition was land situated opposite his farm on the peninsula. Buying the block from Philip Dodd, John named it Grove Farm in 1835. However, he does not appear to have lived there until 1843, when he returned from time spent farming at York. To extend his holdings, John bought the adjoining Belmont Farm in 1854. All of this land was inherited by John's only son, Robert Hardy, who kept up his father's practice by purchasing additional blocks. In all, Robert became the owner of 5 large locations covering an immense area. In 1880, Robert built his family a spacious home, Belmont House. This had 11 rooms, along with a coach house, stable, large garden, orchard, and 2 small paddocks. After his father died in 1885, Robert was keen to return to the family homestead at Grove Farm, so he offered Belmont House for rent. From J. W. Hardy's obituary. As a settler, he was a thoroughly practical man and bestowed much attention upon stock breeding, wheat growing, and viticulture. For several years, Mr. Hardy occupied a seat in the Legislative Council with much credit, while as a writer in the public journals, he displayed considerable power. He belonged to the Wesleyan Church, but for many years after his arrival, he did not take any very active part. Page 6. Making tracks. In the early days of the colony, most farmers had to rely on boats and ferries for transport. One issue was the mudflats in the Swan River, which restricted navigation. In 1843, somewhat at John Hardy's insistence, the government built a causeway and bridge across the flats. As a bridge was also erected across the Helena River, the road through Belmont became more frequently used. The causeway was completely rebuilt in 1862 and widened several times before being replaced by the present bridges in 1952. After Western Australia became a convict colony in the 1850s, a convict station was established in Redcliffe. The men sent there worked on the Guildford Road, later renamed the Great Eastern Highway. The road to Guildford was a constant source of trouble. Practically unusable in winter, when carts would sink down to their axles, the government repeatedly tried to repair the road without success. Finally, In the 1860s, Governor Hampton recommended large round slices of jarrah as a surface for the road. The convicts were set to work sawing and laying the timber. These slices, each 30 centimetres thick, became known as Hampton's cheeses. Hampton's cheeses were such a great success that drivers still travel over them on sections of the Great Eastern Highway. In 2012, road engineers uncovered some of the cheeses and donated them to the Belmont Museum. The causeway is one of the best public works constructed throughout the colony. Now that the work is completed, to the admiration of all, will it be believed that, with the exception of the chairman of the Road Trust, John Wall Hardy, Esquire, accompanied by a friend, not a single individual attended on the occasion of the opening of this essential work? This apathy is to us unaccountable. Perth Gazette, 27th of May, 1843. Page 7. And thereof. In Western Australia, racing has long been centred on Belmont. The first meeting in the area was on Grove Farm in 1848, with a resulting site selected, also on Hardy's property, for a permanent racecourse. The Perth Cup is Western Australia's premier horse race. The first Perth Cup was run in 1887 and is still held each New Year's Day. During the gold rush of the 1890s, new immigrants and arrivals from the eastern states needed entertainment. Attending the racecourse became a popular pastime with regular meetings. With the growing popularity of the sport, the government improved transport. A bridge was constructed over the river and a railway station built on the southern side of the racecourse. George Towton was born in an inn on Murray Street. Starting as a jockey at 13, during his 40-year career he experienced many triumphs as a rider, a trainer, and an owner. His grandson, William O'Mara, remembered him. Grandfather moved to Belmont in the 1890s, purchasing land on the corner of Hardy Road and the Great Eastern Highway. He built the racecourse hotel there, a home and stables. He eventually had so much success in racing that he was known as King George. He owned and trained 6 Perth Cup winners, and in 1892 he owned, trained and rode Wandering Willie to victory in the Perth Cup, carrying about 10 stone 5 pounds, 66 kilos. This weight-carrying record still stands. In addition to being a horse trainer, owner and racer, a hotel owner and a property owner, my grandfather was also a feed merchant and undertaker. He married twice, having altogether 11 children. The house they lived in was known as Towton Lodge, and it had 4 bedrooms, 2 dining rooms, 3 stock rooms, a large kitchen, an office and a parlour. Grandfather died in 1906, aged 53 years. 1800 to 1850. 1829. Beginning of the Swan River Colony with the arrival of the Parmelia, carrying Governor James Stirling and the first settlers. 1830. Prominent in Belmont's development, John Wall Hardy arrives on the Tranby. Colonists divide up river frontage. Mark Curry and James Drummond become Belmont's first landholders. Curry calls his place Red Cliff, after the river's clay banks. Growth in Belmont area is slow, with most farms just a house on a small area of cleared land. 1833. Red Cliff destroyed by fire. Only bare brick walls remained. First calls for a causeway across the mudflats to better connect Fremantle, Perth and Guildford. 1834. Captain Byrne markets Belmont Farm as having 2 cottages and being good for timber. 1835. John Wall Hardy buys Grove Farm, but leases it to tenants until 1843. 1837. Conflict, but no injuries, between traditional owners and occupants of Redcliffe Farm. 1843. John Wall Hardy moves from York to Grove Farm in Belmont. With the new causeway and bridge across the Helena River, Belmont now lies on a key route. 1847. The first murder of one colonist by another takes place at Rivervale. 1848. First race meeting held at Grove Farm, quickly followed by the selection of a permanent site for Ascot Racecourse. 1850 to 1900. 1860s. Convict camp established at Depot Hill, Redcliffe. Slices of Jarrah cut to construct the Great Eastern Highway. 1870. W. H. Strickland becomes chair of Western Australian Turf Club, founded 1852, introducing professional trainers and jockeys. 1880. Belmont House built for Robert Davy Hardy, later turned into the Sandringham Hotel. 1885. Railway bridge over river, terminating at station south of the racecourse. 1887. First Prince wins the inaugural Perth Cup by two lengths, collecting £250. 1892. Gold rush increases the need for housing, so bricks are made from the clay by the river. Poultry farms, dairies, piggeries, and Chinese market gardens spring up. 1893. Racecourse Hotel, built by George Towton, demolished 1933. 1895. Subdivision of Ascot Garden Estate. First Belmont Hall constructed. 1896. Sugar's Brickworks founded. 1897. Disappointing subdivisions of Belmont and Redcliffe Estates. Construction of Ascot Inn, also known as Belmont Hotel. Opening of Belmont School in the Old Hall, which turns out to be an unsuitable venue. New grandstand at the racecourse. 1898. Construction of Belmont Primary School. 1899. First elections for the new Belmont Road Board. 1900 to 1950. 1901. Belmont House converted into Sandringham Hotel. 1902. New Belmont Hall constructed. 1904. Invercloy, later known as Nelson Haven, built in Redcliffe for John Wilkie. Belmont's first factory, Curtin's Patent Pottery Co., opens on Grandstand Road. 1905. Horse-drawn bus service between Belmont and Perth, replaced with a motor omnibus by 1914. Congregational Church, built on land given by Elizabeth Betchell, demolished 1990s. 1906, laying of foundation stone for All Saints Anglican Church, demolished 1977. Opening of Burswood School. Curtin's goes bankrupt, factory acquired by W.A. Pottery Company. 1907, Road Board changes name to Belmont Park Road Board. 1908, opening of Redcliffe School. 1910. Cloverdale Estate subdivided. 1912. Subdivision of Grove Farm Estate. 1913. Founding of Braddock's Essential Oils Distillery near Ascot Inn. 1914. St. Anne's Catholic Church built on Hare Street, H-E-H-I-R. Opening of South Belmont School. 1914 to 1918. World War One. 1915. Racecourse used for military camp. Councillor J. C. Gering opens the first motor garage in the Belmont area. 1919. Opening of Riversdale Hall. 1923. Rinderpest disease forces destruction of pigs, sheep, goats, and cattle. 1925. Birth of legendary jockey Frank Tiger Moore. 1929, founding of H.L. Brisbane and Company, which takes over W.A. Potteries. Dunreath Estate subdivided. High unemployment leads to the Roads Board running work schemes. 1932, Belmont Soccer Club formed and Tennis Club the following year. 1935, Hill 60 converted into the first St. John of God Hospital in the state. Guildford Road changes name to Great Eastern Highway. 1936. Extensions to Road Board offices celebrated with a social evening. 1938. Land selected in Redcliffe, Newbern for site of Perth Airport. Brisbane and Company merges with Wunderlich Limited. 1939 to 45. World War II. 1949. Air Force Camp converted into Dunreath Migrant Camp. 1950s onward. 1950, Cloverdale, Kewdale and Newburn become new suburbs. 1950s, gradual development of Perth Airport. 1951, Belmont Industrial Area zoned, with 200 acres north of Alexander Road set aside. 1956, following a fire on the bridge, Belmont Station closes. 1960, Road Board changes its name to Shire of Belmont. 1963, Bowling Green and tennis courts completed on Grove Farm Reserve. 1964, new council premises built alongside the old hall. 1970, Commonwealth Government resumes Newburn suburb for growth of airport. 1971, construction of Ruth Faulkner Library. 1974, Belmont Forum begins trading, followed by Belmont Plaza in 1978. 1977, Ascot Water Playground opens. 1979, Belmont becomes a city and the council moves to a new administration centre. 1980s, factory in Grandstand Road ceases production after plastic pipes replace clay. 1988, opening of purpose-built Belmont Museum. 1994, Ascot Waters subdivided. 2000, extensions to Belmont Forum include a new supermarket and specialty stores. Page 10, Suburban Pioneers. The effects of the gold rush were vast. Perth quickly became a city, and old wooden buildings were torn down, replaced by new brick ones. The increases in population led to a demand for housing. In the 1890s, speculators began buying up Belmont land for subdivision. However, these schemes did not meet with a great deal of success at first. One of the successful subdivisions was Ascot Garden Estate from 1895. Designed as a garden suburb, the river end of location 32 was advertised to middle-class buyers who wanted a brick bungalow on a quarter-acre block. Redcliffe Farm, location 28, was sold to a developer in 1895. Parts of Belmont Farm, location 34, were bought, and the southern portion of location 32 was marketed as Cloverdale Estate. Unluckily, subdivisions in South Perth and Victoria Park proved more popular than those further out in Belmont. Settlement did begin to extend further down Belmont Avenue. The new residents were pig farmers attracted by low rates and cheap land. After pig keeping was banned in Perth, men such as Paddy Faulkner, Ron Phillips, Bert Rowe, and Arthur Blomfield set up in Belmont. The area also had poultry farms, including those of Stephen Craig and Andy Aitken. By the end of the 1890s, Chinese market gardeners were also prominent in the Belmont area. Hop Wah leased land on the riverfront. Gardens were located along Hardy Road and Belgravia Street, including one worked by Yi Hop. These gardens were in swampy areas and irrigated by hand with buckets strung on a pole carried across the shoulders in the traditional Chinese manner. Frank Larter moved to the Belmont district shortly before World War I. Hundreds of streets had been surveyed and named on plans, but there was very little actual sign of the streets. Everywhere off the most important roads was unmarked bushland and sand. It was loose sand that filled socks and shoes and the cuffs of men's trousers. Places like Kewdale were so quiet that we felt like pioneer explorers. In some of our idle wandering, we found great Jarrah tree stumps, and near them saw pits dug deep into the sand. Men had worked in and around them, sawing the logs into planks where the trees fell. For a while, the bush in the suburbs was deserted, except for wanderers such as I. Then families began to arrive. They lived in tents or huts of poles and hessian, or in houses partly built. Some of these people farmed in a lowly kind of way, rearing pigs and poultry and goats and growing vegetables. The pig farmers drove their carts into the city during the very early hours of the morning and brought back waste food from markets and hotels. They boiled this in tall tubs and mixed with it grain of all kinds for their pigs. The poultry farmers hatched chicks in homemade incubators, using kerosene lamps to supply the necessary heat. The summer weather was hot for the full-grown birds. They stood in what shade they could find, with their mouths wide open and their wings lifted away from their bodies. Many of these isolated families kept goats. Children milked them and made pets of them, feeding them with vegetable leaves and peelings, crusts, or anything at all. Some of the older billy goats, bearded and venerable, were taught to pull tiny carriages and passengers around the homesteads. Even the final houses in which these suburban pioneers lived had little comfort. Such comforts as water supply, electric lighting, fly screens, linoleum, curtains and lawns and flowers came much later. Page 12. Advancing the District. Until the late 1890s, there was practically no planning control in Belmont. Agricultural and timber businesses were unregulated, and the increasing population needed roads. After a community campaign, Belmont Road Board was formed in 1898. But however hard the board worked, it lacked resources in its first decade, which meant progress was slow. In 1902, Belmont Hall was constructed on the road to Guildford. When the hall was extended in 1936, the road board celebrated with an evening of dancing and music. The late 1920s found the state in the grip of the Depression. Facing high unemployment, the board ran a number of job creation schemes, including constructing footpaths along the Great Eastern Highway. In 1960, the road board became the Shire of Belmont, and new council premises were erected alongside the old hall. The Ruth Faulkner Library, named after Belmont's first female councillor, was originally intended to be built in Knutsford Avenue. Following discussion with the community, it was eventually erected in Faulkner Park in 1971. In 1979, Belmont became a city, and the council constructed a new administration centre near the Ruth Faulkner Library on land once owned by the poultry farmer Stephen Craig. Belmont won't stand bathing in the nude. Following the receipt of a police report to the effect that persons had been bathing in the nude in the Swan River at Belmont, the last meeting of Belmont Park Road Board decided to take action to ensure that there is no repetition of the occurrence. As the persons who bathed in the nude last Sunday were boys, the board is to communicate with the parents and to point out the seriousness of the offence. Signboards are also to be renewed and will indicate in unmistakable fashion that people cannot bathe in the nude at Belmont. Daily News, 22nd of December, 1936. Page 13. A good seam of clay. On Wednesday afternoon, a new industry was formally started at Belmont in the presence of numerous company of citizens. Pottery works are a fairly common accompaniment of a large settlement, but hitherto Perth has been without them, and all her piping and tiles had to be bought from long distances, like most other things. There is no longer any need for this now that the Curtin Patent Pottery Company's works are established at Belmont. The discovery of a good seam of clay induced it to move near the Perth racecourse, where a fine plant costing £2,000, $4,000, has been erected. Sunday Times, the 7th of August, 1904. As the population increased from the gold rush, so did demand for brick housing. In 1896, William Sugars and his son Albert established Sugars Brickworks on the river bank at Redcliffe, where the clay was ideal. Albert and Louisa Sugars built the first house in Keimer Street. In fact, most of the early houses in Ascot were built with Sugars bricks. Other early Redcliffe brickyards were Mars and Millard's, whose sites can now be found in Garvey Park. Millard, who started around 1907, lived on the Redcliffe estate in what was described as a pretty little cottage embowered in flowers and fruit trees. In 1904, Belmont councillor Richard Curtin opened the first industrial pottery to serve Perth. While unsuccessful, Curtin went bankrupt in 1906, his business was to be very influential in Belmont's development. His Grandstand Road factory was purchased by Pittman and Pearcy's before being taken over by H.L. Brisbane in 1929. In 1938, Brisbane and Company merged with Wunderlich Limited to form one of the state's most famous companies. The remains of the factory's kilns and chimneys opposite Ascot Racecourse are an iconic landmark in Belmont. Page 14. New suburbs, new opportunities. In 2013, the city of Belmont covers 40 square kilometres and has a population of 37,350, the Australian Bureau of Statistics Census 2011. The rapid post-war growth of Belmont can be seen by the fact that the 1947 population was 5,700, and just 6 years later it had grown to 16,700. Many new homes were constructed, often by the State Housing Commission. To assist with growth, in 1950, three new suburbs were created: Kewdale, Cloverdale, and Newburn. Cloverdale was named after Cloverdale Estate, which had been subdivided in 1910. Kewdale, formerly South Belmont, was an adaptation of Kew Street, one of the first roads in the district. Newburn, now absorbed by Perth Airport, was originally Red Gum Forest, a small rural community east of Redcliffe from 1912. The suburb was resumed by the Commonwealth Government in 1970, doubling the size of the airport. The small suburb of Dunreath, which had been subdivided as Dunreath Estate in 1930, became a Women's Auxiliary Australian Air Force camp during World War II. After the war, the camp was converted into a hostel for displaced persons, as new Australian migrants were then known. Like Newburn, Dunreath has been subsumed within Perth Airport. In the 1950s and the 1960s, there was an upsurge in the construction of industrial buildings. With land at a premium nearer the city and high prices being asked for it, manufacturers turned to Belmont, where there were big areas of land offered. In 1951, more than 80 hectares north of Alexander Road was set aside for industrial purposes. The increase in housing in the 1950s resulted in a demand for recreational facilities. Several parks such as Miles Park, Selby Park, and Tomato Lake Reserve, formerly known as Craig's Swamps, were developed about the same time. A new bowling green and tennis courts were completed on the Grove Farm Reserve in 1963. References. Nanya Kalep, Vocabulary of the Aboriginal Language of Western Australia, Perth Gazette, 7th of September, 1839. Noongar. This spelling is the one used by the Southwest Aboriginal Land and Sea Council to refer to the Aboriginal people of the Southwest region. Nyataba. Fanny Balbuk Uriel, Western Mail, 1st of June 1907. Monday's Land, Perth Gazette, 20th of April 1833. Laurie Maxine, Ever Flowing Ford, Belmont, 1999. Gifford, Peter, Aborigines and Settlers Around Great Eastern Highway at Belmont, The Journal, June 2010. Green, Neville, Broken Spears, Perth, 1984. Carter, Bevan, Nyanga Land, Swan Valley, circa 2005. Outlaw Status, Proclamation, Perth Gazette, 4th of May, 1833. Perth Gazette, 27th of July, 1833. Green, Broken Spears. Arrival of Colonists, Bolton, Geoffrey, Land of Vision and Mirage, UWA Press, 2008. Allocating Belmont's Blocks, Laurie, Everflowing Ford. Drummond, James Drummond, West Australian, 19th of July, 1930. Laurie, Everflowing Ford. Belmont Estate, Classified Advertising, Perth Gazette, 3rd of May, 1834. Fire at Redcliffe. Fire at Redcliffe, Perth Gazette, 21st of December, 1833. Table of Locations, adapted from Downey, John Hartley, A History of the Belmont District, Thesis, 1973. Hardy's, Johnson, Ruth, The Tranby Hardys, Serpentine, 1988, Laurie, Everflowing Ford. Belmont House Advertisement, West Australian, 7th of February, 1889. J.W. Hardy's Obituary, West Australian, 19th of May, 1885. Causeway, Haslack, Paul, Guildford and the Swan, Early Days, 1.2, 1928. Convicts and Roadmaking, Perth Gazette, 13th of December, 1850. Hampton's Cheeses, Downey, John, H., A History of the Belmont District, unpublished, 1973. Perth Racecourse, Perth Racecourse, West Australian, 28th of March, 1928. King George, O'Mara, William, My Life in Belmont. Looking Back, City of Belmont, 1988. Subdivisions, Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Larter, Larter, Frank, A Migrant of 1912, Recollections of England and Australia, Early Days, 6.6, 1967. Poultry Farming, Up-to-Date Poultry Farming, Sunday Times, 12th of July, 1908. Little Control, Proposed Belmont Roads Board, West Australian, 12th of November, 1898. Community Campaigning, Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. 1936 Extensions, Advertising, West Australian, 5th of May, 1902. The Belmont District, Western Mail, 23rd of August, 1902. Real Estate, West Australian, 29th of August, 1936. Belmont Board's Hall Editions opened, Daily News, 24th of December, 1936. In the Suburbs, Daily News, 16th of December, 1936. Depression Schemes, Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Becoming a Shire and City, Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Sugar's Brickworks, Belmont Historical Society, Belmont Historic Sites, circa 1988. Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Spaulding, Anne, Belmont Banked on Clay, Ascot Times, 7th of October, 1992. Millard's Brickworks, Subdivision of the Redcliffe Estate, Sunday Times, 3rd of December, 1922. Curtain, A New Industry, Sunday Times, 7th of August, 1904. Advertising, West Australian, 6th of February, 1906. Brisbane and Wunderlich, Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Belmont, Places and Faces, 1899 to 1999. City of Belmont, 1999. New Suburbs, New Postal Areas, West Australian, 17th of June, 1950. Dunreath, Dunreath Estate, Sunday Times, 14th of June, 1931. Hostel for DPs, Sunday Times, 17th of July, 1949. Belmont Industrial Estate, Millions Spent on New Factories in Suburban Area, West Australian, 19th of October, 1954. New Perth Suburbs Grow as Population Increases, West Australian, 23rd of November, 1953. Images, as shown in book. Jane Eliza Curry, Panorama of the Swan River Settlement, Mitchell Library, State Library of New South Wales, ML827. Grove Farm, Illustration by D.L. Cummings, 1940, City of Belmont, M0168-01. John Wall Hardy, City of Stirling Local Studies, LH000226. Hardy and Family, City of Stirling Local Supplies, LH000006. 1847 map showing the road to Guildford, State Records Office, Cons 3689, Rhodes 085. Perth Cup Day, 1899, City of Belmont, M0240-01. Towton Family, circa 1910, City of Belmont, M0005-01. Snapshot, winner of Perth Cup, 1897, Belmont, M0012-01. Land Grants in Belmont, reproduced from Appleyard, R.T. and Toby Manford, The Beginning, European Discovery and Early Settlement of Swan River, Western Australia, UWA Press, 1979. Sarah Drummond, circa 1860s, State Library of Western Australia, 003025D. First Causeway Bridge, 1860s, Alfred Hawes Stone, State Library of Western Australia, 009286D. Belmont House, later Sandringham Hotel, City of Belmont, M0167-02. Unidentified Men and Horses, City of Belmont, M0030-02. Sugar's Brickworks, City of Belmont, M0073-02. Ascot Inn, also known as the Hotel Belmont, 1920, City of Belmont, M0083-01. Congregational Church, City of Belmont, M0049-14. Ruth Faulkner Library under construction, 1971, City of Belmont, M0411-01. Belmont Forum, 1970s, City of Belmont, M0337-15. Kiln and Chimneys on Grandstand Road, 1999, City of Belmont, M0074-01. John Faulkner's Pig Farm, Mullingar in Belmont, City of Belmont, M0431-01. Newey Residence, 1906, City of Belmont, M0144-02. The Governor visiting Stephen Craig's Poultry Farm, 1912, City of Belmont, M0090-03. Belmont Hall, with Road Board's first truck, circa 1925, City of Belmont, M0424-01. Hill 60, extensive alterations were made in 1911 using Sugar's Bricks, City of Belmont, M0173-01. Brisbane and Wunderlich, 1948, City of Belmont, M0053-01. Map of New Suburbs, West Australian, 23rd of November, 1953. Bellis House, Belmont Avenue, 1944, City of Belmont, M0185-07. Front cover images, clockwise from top left. Snapshot, winner of the Perth Cup, 1897. The Governor, visiting Stephen Craig's Poultry Farm, 1912. Grove Farm, John Faulkner's Pig Farm, Mullingar in Belmont. Newey Residence, 1906. Sugar's Brickworks. Belmont Hall with Road Board's first truck, circa 1925. Same as previous image. Brisbane and Wunderlich, 1948. John Wall Hardy. Hardy and family at home, Ascot Inn, also known as the Belmont Hotel, 1920. Ruth Faulkner Library, under construction, 1971. Hill 60. Each part of the coat of arms symbolises an aspect of the city of Belmont. The kiln and stack represent brickmaking, and the cog is a symbol for industry. The wings symbolise flight and the airport, while the horse is the racing industry. The green stands for public space, silver the sky, and blue is the Swan River. The black swan is the state emblem, and the ducal coronet around its neck symbolises Belmont's relationship to Western Australia. For further information on the City of Belmont Heritage Series, please contact the Belmont Museum on 9477 7450 or email museum@belmont.wa.gov.au or visit 61 Elizabeth Street, Belmont, WA 6104.